And thank you, John Weatherby, for that. This is Charlie Harper. I'm sitting in for Sully today. If you're expecting to hear the wistful musings of our good friend Rich Sullivan, he's a little under the weather today. I am the publisher of GeorgiaPoll.com. Sully's kind enough to give us an hour every Friday to talk Georgia politics. Today I'm sitting in doing a little bit of recap from the SEC primary and just trying to figure out the state of both the Republican nomination for president race as well as just the state of the general Republican Party. But before we get further into that, Alfred has some gun news for us.
That's right there, Charlie. Every Wednesday at 12:35, we bring you gun news, which is brought to you by Georgia Arms, which is also a proud sponsor of Gun Talk with Tom Gresham, which is heard every Saturday, 3 to 6, here on 640 WGST. It's Georgia's ammunition and reloading headquarters. Georgia Arms ammunition is loaded using the finest American-made components on the most precise equipment available. Georgia Arms strives to provide shooters with affordable ammo without sacrificing quality. This is the same ammo used by top amateurs and professional shooters. Georgia Arms offers a complete line of ammunitions for all your shooting needs. Log on to georgia-arms.com to order. Free shipping on orders over $500. Georgia Arms, your ammunition and reloading headquarters, and also your sponsor of Gun Talk, heard Saturdays with Tom Gresham, 3 to 6, on Talk Radio 640 WGST. Looking at some gun news here today. Who said the guns are all bad? Sometimes they are useful in self-defending yourself, as this story is evidence of that. A locksmith called the property manager for a home in Las Vegas, Nevada, to alert them that there was a person in the house. The property manager went to the home and checked the front and backyard of the property. While in the backyard, the property manager encountered a burglar and responded to the threat by drawing a gun. An altercation ensued. The fist fight goes to the ground at some point. I don't know if he regains his footing, but he was able to retrieve his firearm. The property manager drew his weapon and starts giving verbal commands to the black male. And then at that point, he engages in a fist fight, according to Lieutenant McGrath, who said the burglar was shot and killed. Police discovered tools inside a backpack, which they believe was the burglar who used to break into the house. So there you go, Charlie. Shows you that guns aren't all bad and actually useful when defending yourself against a burglar who's in someone's home.
Well, let's to bring that back into the big picture.
Yes, sir.
The Second Amendment, gun rights, your right to defend arms. It doesn't even say guns in the Constitution. It says arms. And we've got another party that has gone from trying to isolate that to just being about hunting, which isn't mentioned anywhere in the Second Amendment, and nowhere in the Federalist Papers does it talk about the great right to be a sportsman. There's a reason there's a Second Amendment to defend arms. And the other party that we're not talking about today that much, but the Democrats, the week Donald Trump decided he wanted to obliterate the First Amendment by putting religious tests on people who could travel in and out of the country, including citizens, on his first statement, which was also first confirmed by his spokesperson. We could have spent a great week of the GOP campaign talking about Martin O'Malley wanting to do gun confiscation by executive order and Barack Obama having Loretta Lynch get involved on the issue the same week. I can't remember exactly what he did, because we lost that entire news cycle of framing this campaign. When we say we want to defend the Constitution, we've got candidates that want to obliterate part of it. But the other party has pretty much said they're going to change what the Second Amendment means in this country. And they want to radically redefine it, where the government can decide who's going to be allowed to have guns, which guns, for what purposes, all that kind of thing. And why that really matters is we now have a vacancy in the Supreme Court that was one of the true conservative openings. And when I hear people that I've been hearing very loudly in the last 24 hours, but it's been going on for some time, we need to just burn the Republican Party to the ground. It doesn't matter if Donald Trump gets elected. We'll just start over. The Supreme Court quite literally hangs in the balance. And the Republicans and conservatives on the court specifically, don't exactly have an upper hand on the Supreme Court right now anyway. They didn't win on Obamacare. They got some slight revisions, but ultimately it was allowed to stand. The Supreme Court rewrote the law directly as it was not intended in terms of what state exchanges meant. Republicans and conservatives have had a hard time getting the court to go along with their agenda already. And if Justice Scalia is going to be appointed by, or if we're going to make this entire election, as the Senate wants to, about who gets nominated and approved on the Supreme Court, and then in the next breath say it doesn't really matter, we'll nominate Trump, he probably can't win, but this is about sticking it to the Republican Party. Every time I hear that, I'm like, you know who else wants to stick it to the Republican Party? It's the Democrats. And you know why? It's not so that they can watch it burn. You know, the conflagration that's just been going on and on of trying to just take down the Republicans, Democrats have been doing that for a long time. They've got a reason, because they have an agenda. And anyone that's into gun news needs to, you know, there's the first jumping off point of why this matters. It's not just the watching the people that have run around on all versions of the Republican Party get a one-upsmanship, whether it's the true, you know, guys in the backroom establishment or the new establishment of the people that do quite well of mocking the establishment while they're part of it. Things matter, and this election has real consequences. You've got an actual socialist that's roughly getting half the vote on the Democratic Party. We all know, we expect people, when we elect them, to listen to the voters and the will of their party. And the Democratic Party right now is one that wants to confiscate guns and has a democratic socialist, which is socialism, that wants to control economic policy. And we've got folks on our side that seem much, much more interested in showing up the Republicans and teaching them a lesson. And it's you should have listened to me, and because you didn't, I'm going to show you the power I have. I'm going to make sure you don't get elected. Well, guess what? What happens with that? We're listening to, again, gun news. The next person that's appointed on the Supreme Court takes this from a 5-4 court that's against the Constitution as conservatives see it, to a 6-3 court. And that's a vacancy that's there now, not counting the other Supreme Court justices that are already up in age, where you're probably looking at two more nominations for this next president. Almost definitely two more if it's a two-term president. That's the stakes of deciding that Donald Trump is fun and he's a good way to take some aggression out on someone. And so we're really going to start talking, you know, we're going to pivot from Donald Trump, and just, it's time to lay bare where we are in the Republican Party. Let's get some stuff out on the table. We're going to take a break, but when we come back, if you want to chat and you want to join in the discussion, 404-367-WGST. That's 404-367-9478. We'll be back with more of Sully's show, with Charlie Harper sitting in right after this.